So back in the day before the Windows Insiders, there was always a lot of crazy speculation as to what was going on in Windows. And it sort of devolved into what I like to call Kremlinology. This is back in the Cold War days. People would study very carefully how the Soviet leaders, the order that they stood on the podium, and how close they stood to each other, and tried to infer very, very complex things based on very, very subtle things that may actually not have meant anything. And so there was a lot of Kremlinology surrounding Windows. People would, scour very carefully and carefully dissect the words spoken by any management executive type of person. I remember there was one time where Steve Ballmer was talking about the next version of Windows after Windows 7, and he happened to mention that, it's like, and so, in the next version of Windows, blah, blah, blah. And at one point he mentioned, blah, 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 Windows 8, blah, blah, blah. And everybody latched onto that and said, oh, it's official. The next version of Windows is going to be called Windows 8. When in fact, that was just him. He had to give it a name. He had to call it something. And Windows 8 was just our internal placeholder name until we decided what we were finally going to call it. Turns out we ended up calling it Windows 8. But the fact that it was mentioned by Steve Ballmer, who was our CEO at the time, that just meant that, oh, it's official. He said something. If he happened to say, it's like, oh, when I open Windows, I like to play solitaire. It's like, it's official, solitaire, the official game of Windows. He was just talking.